Hello and welcome to the On Record podcast. I'm your host, Ujwala. It's Monday, 14 December. It is also the 19th day of farmer protests on the borders of Delhi. Farmer union leaders are on a day-long hunger strike today. Thousands of farmers continue to march towards the national capital as protests against the three farm laws intensify. Six rounds of talks between farmers and the government have failed to bring any conclusion to the ongoing protests. While the government calls these laws a reform, the farmers are on an indefinite protest against the same laws. The three laws, which are a part of the government's agricultural reform policy, claims to make it easier for farmers to sell their produce directly to private buyers. It also gives license to private buyers to enter into an agreement of contract farming, and it has given traders a license to stock essential food items. But the law does not clarify at what rate the harvest will be purchased, and farmers fear losing their bargaining power when they sell their produce to large corporates. And so, the protests began. The government has tried to convince the farmers on the possible benefits of these farm laws. But the farmers have said the laws are pro-corporate and it would only further weaken a farmer. After the meeting with Home Minister Amit Shah on 9th of December, the government had given a written proposal addressing few of the concerns of the farmers. Now, the proposal included a written assurance on MSP. It allowed the state government to put an equal cess or a fee on private mandis similar to the existing cess on APMC mandis. And in case of disputes, the farmer can now go to a civil court, an option which was not there earlier. But farmers have rejected the government's proposals by calling it a rehash of the previous failed talks.
The whole proposal was read out in front of the main leadership, and the leadership was unanimous in rejecting the proposals of the government. Within 5-10 minutes, they were rejected immediately. Because that is exactly what they said in the fifth round of talks on the 5th of December also.
Dr. Ashok Davle is the national president of All India Kisan Sabha.
On the 9th December, the government gave us a written proposal. That was the first time they gave a written proposal. But in that proposal, again, what they did was, they just sent a rehash of what they were saying in the previous rounds. They gave us some small amendments to only two of the three laws.
The farmer leaders say that the farm laws have a far-reaching implication and the changes proposed by the government does not solve the unchecked involvement of corporates in agriculture.
These amendments are not acceptable. Only a repeal can do it, because the whole basic laws themselves are very flawed and they are heavily weighted against farmers and in favor of the corporates. You understand? So yes. Therefore, we decided to intensify the struggle.
Union Agriculture Minister Narendra Singh Tomar asserted that these legislation may cause difficulty for some in the short term, but will be beneficial to farmers in the long run. But is it really beneficial? The Bihar data does not say so. In 2006, the Nitish Kumar government repealed the APMC Act in Bihar, due to which the farmers can only sell at private mandis where they do not get a guaranteed minimum support price. And in the 14 years after this move, experts note that farmers in Bihar have received way less price for their produce compared to other parts of the country. Farmer unions say agriculture sector did need reforms, but the current reform was not what they wanted. Farmers have long demanded a guaranteed minimum support price from the government for all the crops, where currently it is only on 23 crops. But keeping this demand aside for a while, the farmers now want a complete repeal of the three farm laws and the Electricity Bill 2020, which takes away the subsidized supply of electricity to farmers and instead provides money as subsidy through direct benefit transfer. Now, farmers fear this is a move to curb subsidy as a whole, and they do not trust that the government would pay them the cash subsidies on time. We have discussed the three farm laws in detail in a previous episode, and you can listen to it with a link in description. Lakhs of farmers are out in the streets protesting, but the government has repeatedly said these laws were introduced solely for the welfare of the farmers.
In reforms ke baad kisanon ko naye bazaar milenge, naye vikalp milenge, unhe technology ka jyada labh milega, desh ka cold storage infrastructure aadhunik hoga, in sab se कृषि क्षेत्र में ज्यादा निवेश होगा और इन सब का सबसे ज्यादा फायदा अगर किसी को होने वाला है तो मेरे देश के किसान को होने वाला है, जो छोटे छोटे जमीन के टुकड़ों पर जिंदगी पालता है उस किसान का भला होने वाला है।
The Prime Minister had earlier said that the farmers are misled and the opposition parties are behind the protests. Some BJP lawmakers have also alleged foreign countries' extremist groups and even the Khalistan to be behind the farmers' protest. Farmers are disappointed with the response of the lawmakers. Plus, with no conclusive talk so far, they are asking who is pushing the government to pass these laws.
It is the government that passed these laws without consulting any farmers' organizations, without even having proper discussion. And so I say it's totally undemocratic of the government in the whole way it has functioned.
Further, the farmers have called for a boycott of products from Ambani and Adani, saying these laws can only benefit private corporates.
Who is behind these laws? Who is pressurizing the government to pass these laws? So it is Reliance and Adani, because they are going to be the ones who will benefit the most from them. They can loot the farmers as they want. That is why the farmers have struck back. Present BJP central government is working only at the behest of these corporate houses, Reliance and Adani. And this has actually been very evident for the last 6 years, ever since Modi came to power. But now with these farm laws, it has come to the brink.
Farmers are unanimously demanding a complete repeal of this law, and they say nothing can be more troublesome for them than the law itself. Rajinder Singh is the vice president of Kirti Kisan Union, and he said,
the laws are more dangerous than the pandemic. So, jo dikkat hai wo to aapne jo bola hai wo to hai, sardi hai, barish bhi hui hai kal, to lekin ये सारी दिक्कतें इतनी बड़ी नहीं है जितना बड़ा लॉ हमें नुकसान करने जा रहा है, इसलिए हम सभी दिक्कतों को झेलते हुए इस लॉ को रिपील कराने के लिए डटे रहेंगे।
It's the peak of winter. We are still amidst the pandemic. Women, children, men, young and old continue the protests on the street. And their demand is only gathering strength with every passing day. Thank you for listening to the On Record podcast. Our next episode will be out in a week. You can connect with us on Twitter @OnRecordPodcasts. We'll be back soon.